Listener Production.
An unstable economy for Tasmania in the next year, and Hobart City moves its citizenship ceremonies away from January 26. A shower or two for Hobart today, heading to a top of 24 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. Tasmania's economy has seen a honeymoon post-pandemic, but there are concerns that that could be changing. In their last report, Deloitte's Business Outlook is expecting to see a drop in our economy, with household consumption also expected to fall, while property investment will drop 7% in the next year. The Tasmanian Tourism Industry Council's Daniel Leeson says there could be tough times ahead.
While Tasmania has had a remarkable run in terms of how its economy's gone over the last couple of years, there are tougher times ahead.
Hobart City won't have citizenship ceremonies on January 26 from 2024. It comes as the federal government changed the rule to allow them to happen 3 days either side of the controversial date. From next year, people can become Australian citizens in Hobart on January 23 after a vote overnight 6-5. Councillor Bill Harvey says it's long overdue.
3 days either side of the 26th, I think, gives us options going forward into 2024, and eventually we might hopefully settle on a permanent date that represents all the people of this nation.
While Alderman Marty Zucco says it's absurd.
I find this absolutely absurd that we are going to deny those people who actually look forward to having their citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day.
Spending more at the checkouts than a few months ago, you're not imagining things. Grocery prices at Coles and Woolies jumped 9.2% in the last 3 months of the year, despite promotions and price freezes easing the pressure of inflation. Investment bank UBS looked at 60,000 weekly prices at the two supermarket giants, finding fresh food had the highest increase at 9.6%. Popular support for an Indigenous voice to Parliament has softened in recent months as Federal Labor struggled to give clear details on how it would work. A Resolve poll in Today's Age shows the number of Aussies planning to vote yes in a referendum has dropped from 53 to 47%. And a final call for anyone caught up in the Optus data breach last year. Tasmanians who had their licence details leaked have until this Friday to get it replaced for free at any Service Tasmania. So far, around 10,000 locals have had their licences replaced due to the data hack. To the Australian Open now, and Novak Djokovic has knocked out the last Australian tennis player, taking down Alex de Minaur to progress to the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. The 9-time champ taking just over 2 hours to win in straight sets overnight. Another Steve Smith blitz has lit up the Big Bash overnight, the star following up last week's twin centuries with a 33-ball 66 to lead the Sixers to victory over the Hurricanes. Smith telling Fox Sports he's enjoying the freedom at the top of the order.
I'm able to just hit the gaps and or hit the ball over the fence, which I've done a few times in the last few games. So it's been good fun. Hopefully I can keep doing it up top for a little while.
And this Friday night is an NBL Grand Final rematch, Jack Jumpers v Sydney Kings. The race for playoffs is heating up, and the point guard said last week's win was a boost.